AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The search for those two escaped killers in upstate New York is focusing on a swampy area about 2 miles east of the prison in Dannemora. A police helicopter is flying over the area. Residents have been told to lock their doors. When police going door to door asked to search Barbara McCaslin's house, though, she told them no.
I'm pretty well battened down as far as the cellars and my doors and things, so I feel I'm pretty safe.
Meanwhile, a cabbie in Philadelphia has told police that he picked up 2 men who matched the descriptions of the killers. The Army's top general says the U.S. cannot win the fight against Islamic State militants in Iraq on its own. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani has this report from the Pentagon.
General Ray Odierno was the top U.S. commander in Iraq.
We went in and fixed it once.
This time, it's not simply a matter of sending American troops to fight.
Could I put 150,000 soldiers on the ground to defeat ISIS? Yes.
Odierno tells CBS this morning that would not settle the underlying issues.
But then what? But then what?
The Army chief says Iraq and other Arab nations have to solve the problems of sectarian divides, regional actors at odds with each other, things the U.S. cannot do for them. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
3 space station astronauts have just arrived safely back on Earth after 199 days in orbit. Their Soyuz capsule landed in Kazakhstan this morning. The government is going after some people who raise money online through crowdfunding sites like Kickstarter. Like the guy who claimed he wanted to produce a board game, raised $122,000 in donations, but then used the money to pay his rent, says the FTC. He's been ordered to repay the money, but he claims he doesn't have any money. The Dow's up 92. This is AP Radio News. Police in South Carolina will have to wear body cameras soon. Our Tim McGuire on the new law there.
South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley says a new law requiring police body cameras is a win for police and the people.
This is going to strengthen the people of South Carolina. This is going to strengthen law enforcement.
The bill was passed after a North Charleston police officer shot and killed Walter Scott as he was running away following a traffic stop. His brother Anthony says,
I'm sure my brother's looking down right now and saying, good job.
Police departments and agencies across the state will have to come up with a plan for when and where the cameras should be worn and how the video produced by those cameras will be stored. I'm Tim McGuire.
The British actor Christopher Lee has died. He was Frankenstein and Dracula in horror movies in the 50s and 60s. He was so attractive, one critic wrote a few years ago, he convinced a generation of scholars that Dracula was a book about sex. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.